Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. At CNN, we believe in keeping you in the loop with what's going on in the world. We get it, though. Sometimes it can be a lot to take in. That's why we're switching things up. Each Saturday, we'll take a breather from the breaking news and focus on stories that remind us of the good stuff happening. You know, the kind of stuff that brings a smile to your face. We'll tell you how one woman made history with her epic trip around the world. Plus, how a famous brewery is helping people connect to their Irish roots. From CNN, I'm Krista Bowe, and this is 5 Good Things. Sailor Cole Brower has become the first American woman to race nonstop around the world by herself. At 5'2" and 100 pounds, Cole docked back in Spain on March 7th, coming in second place overall. And during Women's History Month, too. Cole says she hopes this will open up the male-dominated sport to other women.
Well, you know, I was born this way. I've always been a woman, and I don't look at it like it's a downside. And so if you can use it as a strength when everyone looks at you like you're weak, I think you could be very successful. And
now, what exactly does sailing around the world look like? Well, she sailed right past Europe and around Africa, Australia, and South America. Cole gained almost 500,000 Instagram followers while documenting her 130-day journey.
Good morning, guys. So, happy Sunday.
Giving updates like this along the way.
Going pretty quick right now. A little slammy, a little poundy-poundy right now. But all in all, pretty
she
good.
Battled some intense storms and rough waves.
It just felt like the boat was whining. And, you know, this is your home, this is your baby, and you don't have any other lifeline.
But Cole made it through and sailed into history. And the 29-year-old is already itching to get back on the water and plan for her next big race in 2028. Catholic school students are used to going to Mass in the middle of the day. I know this because I used to be one. But students at Good Shepherd Catholic School in Minnesota were hit with a really sweet surprise recently. This wasn't just any old Mass.
I'll have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you...
It was their teacher's wedding.
Mr. and Mrs. Kevin and Katie Swire.
From pre-K to 6th grade, kindergarten teacher Katie Swire invited the whole school to her surprise wedding last month. CNN affiliate WCCO captured some of the students' reactions.
I knew that it was like a celebration, but I didn't know they were actually getting married.
It was like so amazing. Like, I cried, I laughed, I smiled. And it
after the wedding ended, students and staff lined the hallways, waving silver pom-poms as a cute send-off for the Swires.
This school is so special. It's like the best place to be, and being able to show that to the kids and share that with the kids was just amazing.
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day, and while many of you will enjoy a pint of Guinness to celebrate, the famous brewery is doing more for the Irish than quenching thirsts. It's helping people fill the blanks of their family trees. For more than a century, many people who've tried to find their Irish ancestors have hit a dead end. That's because a 1922 fire at Dublin's public records office destroyed tons of vital census and probate records that could have been key to unlocking family mysteries. But since Guinness was the largest private employer in Dublin for almost a century, they have a trove of records that could help solve them. The genealogy site Ancestry has released over 1.5 million of the brewery's employee records and trade ledgers from 1799 to 1939. Free to access until March 22nd. Ancestry genealogist Krista Cowan says she's excited for people to discover their roots.
So no matter when your family left, there is a possibility that you could make a connection.
The ocean is so deep. There's so much we don't know about what swims around down there. But now it looks like we're getting closer to finding out more. Fresh off a 3-week expedition off New Zealand's coast, marine researchers from Ocean Census stumbled upon approximately 100 potential new species of deep-sea fish, squid, mollusk, and coral. They focused on the little-explored Bounty Trough and collected nearly 1,800 samples. They even found a mysterious star-like creature they've never seen before. As scientists delve into their discoveries, the ambitious goal is to identify 100,000 new species in the next decade. Coming up, a massive study tested out a 4-day work week Did the companies keep it or nix it? The answer after a quick break. But before we go, can't get enough of all this goodness? Well, then you've got to sign up for CNN's The Good Stuff newsletter for a weekly dose of more uplifting news and cute animal videos straight to your inbox every Saturday. You can find the link to sign up in our show notes. We'll be right back.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So what if every weekend was a three-day weekend? One U.S. senator introduced legislation this week that would establish a 32-hour work week with no pay cut. But is this really practical? Well, a think tank in the U.K. actually tested this out. It ran the world's biggest study ever of a four-day work week for 6 months in 2022. And the results of how it went are in. CNN's Taylor Galgano is here to break it down for us. Hey, Taylor.
Hi.
So, did it stick?
Well, Krista, yeah, it actually did stick. You know, this was supposed to just be an experiment, but most of the companies still have the four-day work week in place. You know, to no one's surprise here, employees were big fans of this program, and a lot of them just reported being happier overall with their lives.
Wow, I could imagine. So it sounds like the bosses are on board too?
Yep, exactly. A lot of CEOs said this was a positive, productive thing for their companies. So, like, as an optimist, I can't help but wonder if maybe this really is where we're headed.
Maybe, who knows?
Yeah, and just think of all the extra time we would get each week. I mean, think of all the stuff we could do. Maybe I could finally become an influencer like I've been talking about.
That's right, maybe. Or maybe I would learn how to become a DJ or train for a marathon or something. Do you want to do that with me?
Oh, I think that might be all you, Krista. Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, that's all for now. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of One Thing. Host David Rind sits down with CNN's David Culver and Caitlin Hu to discuss how gangs in Haiti pushed out the country's prime minister. Five Good Things is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Taylor Galgano and me, Krista Bowe. Our senior producer is Fez Jamil. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Matt Dempsey is our production manager. Dan DeZula is our technical director. And Steve Lichtai is the executive producer of CNN Audio. We get support from Joey Salvia, Haley Thomas, Alex Manasseri, Robert Mathers, John Dianora, Lainey Steinhardt, Jameis Andrist, Nicole Pesaru, and Lisa Namorow. Special thanks to AJ Willingham, David Allen, and Katie Hinman. Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.